I do not argue with my watch. Even though I don't understand all these little wheels in the back of it. Only thing I understand is two hands or three hands. I know the difference between the three. One's a minute hand, one's an hour hand, one's a second hand. And whatever it says, I agree with it. But you open up, said, now, tell me which one make the second hand move and which one make the minute hand move. I'm lost. But I agree with it, even though I don't understand it all. And I can tell you what time it is right now. On purpose, I can tell you what time it is. If they can do that with a watch, how come God can't do it with our lives? And He's Almighty God. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Matthew 7:21 says, so you got to be a doer of the word. Matthew 7:21. I'm going to skip some of this. Matthew 7:21. Not everyone that says unto me, what? Or have you found it yet? I'll wait a minute. It's coming up. Matthew 7:21. Not everyone that says unto me, what? Lord, Lord, shall do what? Now listen to this. This is so good. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, just generally talking, you can say, Lord, Lord. And we have said it too. But he said, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall do what? Enter into the kingdom of heaven. But who's going to enter in? But he that doeth the will of my Father. And that's what he's saying. Be ye doers of the word, because if you don't do the word, you're going to deceive your own heart. You're going to miss your healing. You're going to miss your blessing. You're going to miss whatever God said. You've got to be a doer of the word. And the word works in your heart like gas works in the tank of your car. You don't put no gas in the tank of your car, try putting it in your radiator. You gotta get the word in your heart. And you can get it in because you can get gas in your tank. You know how to take the cap off, take the hose out, and put some gas in there. If you understand that in the natural, you can understand spiritual things. You're born again, Holy Ghost is inside of you, and you can do it. And who says you have to have some kind of goosebumps to do it? Y'all just sitting there looking at me like that. You understand what to do and you do it. Hello. Amen. Whether you have one goosebump or no goosebump. Amen. Well, amen, light, since they won't say it. Praise God. Listen. Let's see. Look at Isaiah 2 and 3, King James. Let me look at that in the King James. We're doing pretty good. Isaiah 2 and 3. Isaiah 2:3 says, and many people shall go and say, come ye. Have you found that? Here's some pages turn. Come ye, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. All right. To the house of God, to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will do what? Well, you have come to the mountain of the Lord. That's where you're right now. What Jesus has done, this is what this scripture is talking about. And he have provided a way for you to hear. And see, as I share and teach, you take notes, you go back and examine this and meditate on it. You know, just don't let, you know, well, and then you don't go around and say, well, pastor said this, you go around, instead of pastor said, instead of what the Lord said, you start saying it. Become your saying. Now watch this. He said, and many people shall go and say, come ye, let's go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his way. God wants you to know his way. God's way of doing things and being right. That's why he sent Jesus, so he could teach us his way, change our heart, change us on the inside, make us brand new so we can know his way, learn how to do things his way. Have you ever known God to fail? Have you ever known anybody defeat God? Well, he want to teach you what he knows. If anybody got that kind of record, don't you want to know what he knows? Have you ever known God to go bankrupt? Have you ever known God to wake up one morning and say, oh, Jesus, Lord, Holy Ghost, what are we going to do today? Oh, I'm so confused. Oh. No. So he said, teach us his ways, and we will walk in his path. And then he went on to say, out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Where did the word of the Lord start? You know where it started. The Holy Ghost came. The people were there in the upper room. Am I right about it? And when the Holy Ghost came, that's where the word of God started, right then. It started right there, out of Jerusalem. And they went everywhere preaching the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The inward witness grows to maturity only when the word prevails over our conscience. Our conscience can be a safe guide when it's renewed or trained and developed with the word. The Bible talks about a seared conscience. Now, who's that interrupting us? Hello? All right, pray for the technician here. Sound man. Praise God. The inward witness grows to maturity only when the word prevails over our consciousness. Listen to this. When one hears the word and does it, and don't be a doer of the word, that person deceives their own heart. The heart will believe. Now listen to what I'm saying. The heart will believe, but you have the power to choose what you will believe. The devil can't make you believe something you don't want to believe. You can believe God on purpose. Didn't say you have to be feeling good while you do it. You choose to believe. I believe it anyway. Well, you know, you feel that pain. Did you hear what he said? You hear what the doctor said? Hear what they said? I still believe. Because I choose to believe God. Hello? Hello? See, the heart can choose. This is why it is so important to put the word of God in your heart. And keep it full. The word is what God has said and who he is. The word is what God has said and is who he is. You can't separate him from it. Amen. And when the word become, listen, when you become fully persuaded, that's where I am. When you become fully persuaded in your heart of what he has said, then the word will become your saying.